Gimel talks about all the Dvarim Tovim that Rabbeinu Shlomo gave to Klal Yisrael based on the Yalkut. Everything that Rabbeinu Shlomo was Maftiach. First thing that the Kinah Rav Lezer Akala, which on certain days was still in Amira, a Tana, Eikei Oimel Keres Le'ov Bapetzach. Rabbeinu Shlomo told Avraham Avinu, the Bris Ben Absalom, Rabbeinu Shlomo told him, Koi Yeh Lo Netzach. Rabbeinu Shlomo was Maftiach him, Koi Yeh Zaracha Lo Netzach. It'll be Lo Netzach Nitzachim, Koi Yeh Zaracha. And what happened? Vein Ato Anau Bilu Atzomai Beretzach. They swallowed down my atzomais baretzach. They killed us beritzicha. Loma lekim zonachta lanetzach. Then it goes further and brings another schus of Klal Yisrael. Hey, koi, what happened to the schus? The schus of koi. There was another koi. Neilcha ad koi. Kiseh lo'ilo l'ratzisecha. Yitzchok Avinu, Avraham Avinu, said koi. And he went and he brought oil of the Neil Chad Koi Pitu Beidai Secha. They said to the children, they were Mafate Yitzchak, to go Beidai Secha. They told him, Neil Chad Koi Vehein Ato, and now Dokru. They stick with swords, Kefelach Raya Secha. Klal Yisrael was doimah by felach harimoin. There are Yosecha, Klal Yisrael, Achusi, Rayosi, Yesh an Abcha. Your kas is with burning between Marisecha. Then he goes to Yankiv Avinu. Ey, koi avtochas akudim nekudim b'mashuas. Yankiv Avinu was by Lavan. The Rebbeinu Shlomo told him, in koi am alovan akudim yisarecha. The Eibishter to made a nes, im koi yoima koi yuchash eis. Whatever will say, the Rebbeinu Shlomo will make, whatever it'll be the schar, will be that it should be. The Rebbeinu Shlomo made an open nes by Lavan to protect Yankiv Avinu. It means much more. We know that Chazal tell us that the tzoin of Yankiv Avinu was Shishim Ribui, and in every one of the tzoin was the neshama of Shishim Ribui of Klal Yisrael. So the Rebbeinu Shlomo gave them an avtacha that Lavan Arami will not be able to touch the tzoin of Klal Yisrael. The heilig tzoin of Klal Yisrael, the akudim, the tudim, Klal Yisrael, the nekudim and nekudim, they will believe, say with a nes, the hein ato anau vikachta ir meleya, you are vikachta from the lashon of teichacha of Yisurim, ir meleya teshuas, a whole city that's full of people. Harima pa'anecha, you took your children who are pa'amecha, the children who go to the Beis HaMikdash, mayofu pa'amecha, pa'ana'olim, lamashuais, to make them shmama and cheref. Ey koi zom, what happened to the schus of a different koi? A koi that was by Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is vayifen koi vekoi, ve'ey koi zom v'horag mitzri. He went and killed the mitzri, zom, he was zimim. In Klal Yisrael, that was called the Gan Noel in Mitzrayim, like the Pasuk in Shir Hashirim Bakodesh. Klal Yisrael was called with the Shem Hakodesh, the Gan Noel. Vayifen koi v'koi chutam badas kodesh. He was chosim in Adam in Adas Kodesh. Vayifen koi v'koi. It means, like it says in Megala Amukos, that vayifen koi v'koi goes on Kirishma Shal Shachris and Kirishma Shal Arvis. Koi, the 25 words of Kriya Shema. Klal Yisrael was nechtam by Moshe Rabbeinu, the koyach of Krishma. He was chosim in Klal Yisrael, the koyach of koi v'koi. Klal Yisrael, mikadishem shemayim, two times a day. Klal Yisrael, the schus to say Shema Yisrael, to say Eidus HaNoi Kodesh Baruch Hu, every time, twice a day. Why are we called Adas Kodesh? Why are we called an Eido? Because we are Eidus HaNoi Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have a koyach to say Eidus HaNoi Kodesh Baruch Hu. You know when we have a koyach to say Eidus and the Kodesh Baruch Hu? A Yid, a Yochid, doesn't have a koyach to say Eidus and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. A Yid goes to say Krishma. He says a baracha before Krishma. Baruch ato Hashem, haboicha ba'amo Yisrael ba'ava. Baruch ato Hashem, oyeves amo Yisrael. The koyach of Krishma doesn't come from a Yochid. The koyach of Krishma comes from Am Yisrael, from the Adas Kodesh. If there is an Adas Kodesh, then there is Eidus. Eidus is totally in Eido. It's the same Shoyrish, it's the same word. Eidus has to do with how much there's Achdus in Klal Yisrael. If there's no Achdus in Klal Yisrael, then the Eidus of Kirishma is a Pasul Eidus. Since Nimtze Echad Mem Karavay Pasul, that's a Psul in Klal Yisrael if there's no Achdus, if there's Pirut in Klal Yisrael. Yid says Kirishma has to be Mekabal on himself before Kirishma, Ahavas Hashem and Ahavas Klal Yisrael, to become one of Klal Yisrael, to be Koilal himself. V'nikdashti B'sech Mnei Yisrael, then it's Adas Kedesh. Then it's a holy Eido. It's an Eido that has the courage to say Eidus. The Hein Ato, and now in Golus, Chelkom, Der Chelik, Ochal Chedesh. A Posik, he says the Posik, Vatachal Keyan, the Chelik of Klaus of Ochal Chedesh, and Chedesh of, that's the Posik, the Pshat, the Chedesh of, they were eaten, the Chelik of Klaus Yisrael, Kol Heira, all bad is Oyev Bakedesh. A Kui, he's going to look for another Kui. He's going to look for another Kui. Kui Seymar, the Shas Mayanki, when Moshe Rabbeinu went to Klal Yisrael, it says in the Pasik, Koi Soimel. So, Ei Koi Toiv Kishulach, when you sent Goyil Avadecha, when you sent Moshe Rabbeinu to go and be Goyil Yoavodim, Koi Soimel. You told him, Koi Soimel. Elkei Abiseichem. You told him what to say, Koi Soimel. Lishalach Om Lovdecha. I think that we could say a Dovah Nifla, Pshat. What is the Gerisikrit of Koi Soimel, Lishalach Om Lovdecha? We know that the difference between Moshe Rabbeinu and all other Nevi'im, all Nevi'im were Bekoi, all Nevi'im said Nevu'a Bekoi, Moshe Rabbeinu said Nevu'a Bezeh Adovo. You know what the Rebbeinu Shalom told Moshe Rabbeinu? Moshe Rabbeinu told Moshe Rabbeinu, a Goyal Yisrael has to let himself down to the folk. Your Madreg is Zeh Adovo. In Klal Yisrael and Golos can't be Mekabel Zeh Adovo. Koi Soimar. Go down from your madrega for Klal Yisrael. A manig Yisrael is koi soimah l'shalach am lavadecha. Go and talk to them in the lower madrega, in a madrega of koi. V'hein ato now yoshvu boigdim bebeis vi'udecha. In the bayis that you have vi'udecha, that there you meet with Klal Yisrael, vi'udecha. It's a beis vad, it's a meeting place. Klal Yisrael met the Ribbono Shel Olam in the Beis HaMikdash. That's beis u'udecha, the meeting place of Klal Yisrael with the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'hein ata yoshvu beigdim bebeis u'udecha. And now the beigdim sit in that beis vad. Shogu tzeirerecha, the tzeirerim, the Seine Yisrael, was shoyeg divrei chiruf v'giduf bekerev mayadecha, in the kerev of your Beis HaMikdash, which is called mayadecha. But there's another pshat here, a noyediki pshat, bekerev mayadecha. I think it says in the Kutim Aram this pshat, dvom neruam admiyit, bekerev mayadecha goes on the Yamum Tevim. We have mayadecha, we have Yamum Tevim, and shagu tzererecha bekerev mayadecha. The Yamum Tevim that we have are also missing. When it comes Yom Tev, the koyach of the Golus doesn't let us feel the koyach of Yom Tif. When there was a Beis HaMikdash, a Yid was able to be Zeiche Yom Tif. A Yid was able to go up to the Beis HaMikdash and see the Ribbono Shel Olam. He was able to become close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Yom Tif was a time of Mayadecha. Why is Yom Tif called a Mayid? Shamshon of Aliyish tells us today's day is called Korah Alay Mayid. We don't say Tachnan today because it's a Mayid. How do we understand that it's a Mayid? How do we understand it's a Mayid? We don't understand why Yom Tov is a Mayid. Yom Tov is not a Mayid because it's a happy time. Yom Tov is a Mayid because it's a meeting place with the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's the same word. Yom Tov is a base vad. It's a time when we meet the Ribbono Shel Olam. A time when we come close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's why Yom Tov is a Mayid. When there was a Beis HaMikdash, a Yid became so close to the Ribbono Shel Olam Yom Tov. He came into the Beis HaMikdash. He met with the Ribbono Shel Olam Kaviyachol. He became connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. He became so connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, it lasted him from Sukkot to Pesach, from Pesach to Shavuos, from Shavuos to Sukkot. He lived the whole year in a cycle of connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Today we don't have that connection. We have it a little bit. Shogu tzeirecha bekerev mayadecha. So Rav Shamshon of Olhirsh is another way to meet the Ribbono Shel Olam. You know another way to meet the Ribbono Shel Olam? When you're very far from somebody and you feel lonely and you feel that you're missing something and you start crying from the loneliness. You start crying because you don't have it. What is that? That's connection to the Beira Olam. Tisha B'Av, from the crying of Tisha B'Av, from the longing to the Beis HaMikdash of Tisha B'Av, we meet Kaviyachal with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam through the crying, through the longing. It's Mayadecha. That's why it's called a Mayad Tisha B'Av, Karalai Mayad Zakrav Sham Sofal Hish. We meet him through our longing. We meet him through longing to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And maybe we should say something, that maybe we could sometimes poil Tisha B'Av more than we could poil Yom Tov. Maybe sometimes we are closer. Yosef HaTzadik was in Mitzrayim. When he was in Mitzrayim, he had Menashe and Ephraim. When Yaakov Avinu met him, Yosef HaTzadik, Yaakov Avinu told Yosef HaTzadik, there'll be a difference between children that we had till I came and children that are born after I came. The children that I had, that you had in Mitzrayim, before I came to Mitzrayim, they will be Shvatim. The children that you'll have now, they'll be Al-Shem Achayim, they will be Einiklach. I'll ask you a very simple question. When was Yosef HaTzadik more Kedusha? When he had Yaakov Avinu with him, or he didn't have Yaakov Avinu with him? Pashtus, Yaakov Avinu was with him, he was on a greater Madrega. So when he had Yaakov Avinu with him, he should have been able to be Mamed Shvatim. If he was able to be Mamed Shvatim in Mitzrayim, he surely could have been Mamed Shvatim when he had Yaakov Avinu with him. I once saw in a sefer, a Dov HaNifl, in a sefer called Teiris Moshe Nosson, it was lately reprinted, a vort, azah heilig vort, when somebody is from the far, the tshuka and the gaguim that he has can connect him more than when he has the person next to him. When you have somebody next to him, you have him next to you. Sometimes you get used to something that you have. But when you don't have it, and you are longing for it, your tshuka is so great, your connection is so great, you become more connected, you become more closer. Yosef HaTzadik, when he was in Mitzrayim, longed for Yaakov Avinu. His tshuka for Yaakov Avinu was so great, he couldn't live without Yaakov Avinu. That tshuka connected him to Yaakov Avinu, and he became Ashtik Yaakov. He was able to be Mamed Shvatim. That tshuka made him a Yaakov Avinu. That tshuka made him an ability to be able to become a Yaakov Avinu and be able to be Mamed Shvatim. Once Yaakov Avinu came, that tshuka went down. Tisha B'Av is the day the Rebbeinu Shem gives us a matana of tshuka. He gives us an ability to be shoykek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have a tshuka to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through what? Through longing. Today we could connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Karalai Mayed. We could connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than a whole year. It's Takesh Shogu Tzerirecha Bekerev Mayadecha. In the Yom Tovim of Pesach, Sukkot and Shavuos, the Seine Yisrael was Shoylet. In Tisha B'Av they weren't Shoylet. Tisha B'Av they left us at Tisha B'Av when we could meet the Rebbeinu Shel Olam through Tshuka. We could meet the Rebbeinu Shel Olam through longing for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. There we could meet. Aye Kei. Frektim Novi, Frektim Rabbeleza Akala, another Kasha. Aye Koi Krisis Chadoshes Brises. Where is happened that you were Koiris with Klal Yisrael, new Brises? When was that? Leil Pesach, Dam Pesach and Dam Mila, Dam is the Krisis Bris. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam was Koiris Bris with Klal Yisrael. The Koi Omar Kechatzis Laila Bemifse Oises. In Chatzis Laila, Koi Omar Hashem, Bechatzis Laila, Udu Oises. So there was a koi, a koi. What happened to that koi? Look at what Rebbeleza HaKala saw in one word. In one word, Eicha. It's built on a Yalkut. How many kashes the Eicha has? Another koi is missing. The koi Omak and Chatzos Laila, that Moirdik Gilui of Leil Pesach Mitzrayim, the Krisis Bris, Vehein Ata Luaku Ben Aleim Leesais. And now they were taken together, Ben Aleim, in one place. Somu Oiseisam Oiseis. They made Oiseis, like it says in the Novi, the Pasik. They made Oiseis, and that day they took Chitzim, like the Gemara says. They made Chitzim for an Ois to see, and they were able to be Kovish Klal Yisrael. Hey, Koi. Where is the Koi of Matan Torah? Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu was told, Koi Seimel Lebeis Yaakov, Vesagid Lebeis Yisrael. Hey, Koy, where's the Koy of Mishma? Umoisha Ola Elakim, the Shkoil of Nishma, when Moshe went up to Ribbeinu Shel Olam, and he came down, Koy Soima, Linevas Bayis Mu'ula, Koy Soima, the Beis Yaakov, to the Noshim of Klal Yisrael, Koy Soima, Linevas Bayis, to the Isha of Klal Yisrael, the Nevas Bayis, who's Mu'ula, who had the Schir, the Moshe Benu talked to them first, Koy Soima, the Beis Yaakov, and then the Sagat of Beis Yisrael. Because the Shmira of a Yiddish Shtub comes from the Isha. Who is the one who protects the Yiddish Abayis? How can you talk to Bnei Israel? Only if the Kedushas Abayis is good. Koy Soime first Lebes Yaakov. Nur the Kesej Seda. That it's impossible to talk Musa to men if the Abayis is not the way it should be. You can't change a person if you're not going to change the Beis Yaakov. First it has to be Koy Soime Lebes Yaakov. First you have to tell the Beis Yaakov to be Erlich Yiddish Amamis. First you have to tell the Beis Yaakov to be Erlich Yiddish Amamis and protect the Kedushas Abayis. When Avraham Avinu didn't have a Sarah, when Avraham Avinu didn't have a Sarah Imenu, because man, he had a Sarah Imenu, he had a Yishmael at home, and he was able to live with a Yishmael in Yitzchak. When Sarah Imenu left him, when Sarah Imenu was nostalgic, and Hagar brought the Bnei Akedem, the Eretz Kedem, why did he send them away? Why Vayishalcha Bnei Kedem? Av Hutna Zatzal said because he didn't have one of the Emois around. What's the side of not having the Emois around? Because if there's no mama in Shtub, there's no mother in the house to be mom at Kedushas Habayis, it's impossible to change Klal Yisrael. Kaysayma, first Lebes Yaakov. First you have to change the Beis Yaakov. And then Visaget Lebnei Yisrael. Then you could talk Dvarim Koshim Kagidim Lebes Yisrael. It's impossible to talk Dvarim Koshim Kagidim without the Kaysayma Lebes Yaakov. That's the Kaysayma, the Nevas Bayis Mu'ula. To the Nevas Bayis, to the Isha is Mu'ula, who she is the whole Oymid of the Bayis. Hein Ad Ata Niyatsua. And now, till now, is Niyatsua b'nei Avala, the b'nei Avala, the Goyim, were menatze the bayis, they were menatze klal Yisrael, Yevoda, ki mevi lamala, like it says in the Pasik, that ki'ilu is mevi lamala to Shemayim, that when he does to klal Yisrael, he knows that ki'ilu he brings a makkah in Shemayim. Eikoi, where's the avtocha of the bracha of Beches Kehanim? Eikoi siach, shishim oisiyos akidumis. Where's the bracha of Birchis Kehanim, which has in its 60 letters, Koy Sevarchu, the bracha of Koy Sevarchu, so Koy, where's the Koy Sevarchu, Lishishim Gibeirim Demes, the bracha has all the Miles Demes, Lishishim Gibeirim, the Hein Ata Osku Ridumes, now they will be there with Nizgaba, who will have the Gvura going away from Klal Yisrael, we had Gvura, we had Koy Sevarchu, we had the Gvura of 60 Oisiyos of Birchis Kehanim, and now that Gvura went away to the Redumos, to the Kazdim, who are really weak people, who are really very near dumb and weak people, the Svoch Eis Kadumos, when he took a Kadum, the Beis HaMikdash was by Leit, like the Gemara says. And so he goes further and brings other Eikos, other Lashonis of Eikos. Where's the Eikoi of the Bracha of Bilam HaRasha? Bilam HaRasha, when he came, Eikoi Potz Lokoiv Om. When Bilam came to be Mekalal, the Klal Yisrael, Ubeirach Am Kedei She'echa, and the Rebbeinu Shalom changed the Klala to Bracha, Vishuv, and he said, V'Koisedaber Humer L'Kedei She'echa. It was changed to V'Koisedaber. The Rebbeinu Shalom protected Klal Yisrael and gave him a resen befiv that he shouldn't be able to say Klala. The Hein Ata now Tsaru al Irkot Shecha. The Oivim were Tsar al Irkot Shecha. They were able to surround the Irkot Shecha. Shilchu ba'esh Mikdash Shecha. Ei Koi, where's the Schus of Koi? And the Rebbeinu Shalom took the Levim. Kichas Levim Shleimecha. When the Rebbeinu Shalom took the Levim Shleimecha, they were the Shleimim, because they weren't Toya in the Cheta Egel. Koy Tas Elohim, it says, Letarom, Lebeis Oilamecha. Koy Tas Elohim, Letarom. So it says, Koy. So where is that Koy? Where is that Meirdik and Madrega of Klal Yisrael that they had the Levian, they weren't Chaytin Chetu Egel? Vehein Ata Roashu. The Seinim are able to make a Rash, Vir Ishu Shamecha. And they were able to make a Rash, not only down here, on the Beis HaMikdash Shalamayla Ochit, the Churban touches, till Beis HaMikdash Shalamayla. I'm going to say, by Mincha, we're going to say by Mincha Nachem. I'm going to say by Mincha Nachem. Let us see what it says in Nachem. Nachem says a bracha. Nachem Hashem Elokeinu es avle tzion ves avle yishalayim es ir avelo v'achareivo habzuyo v'ashememo ha'avelo mibnibonel v'achareivo mimoyneseo habzuyo mikvoido v'ashememo me'en yoshef v'yoshevet v'roish ha'chofui ki isha ha'koro shelo yelodo. Somebody says this bracha and you can understand that there are those on the left that took out this bracha. The those on the left, they don't know what Shalayim is all about. And they say, how could I say, Veshalayim ha'avelo v'achareva v'abzuya v'ashamema? Yishalayim is built l'tiferes. Why is it ha'avelo achareva v'abzuya v'ashamema? Ha'avelo b'imbimionel. Now let me tell you, the Tornish Mekatrik Zan of Klal Yisrael, but Medavisna of Ost Tzeveinen, the Taich is simple, even if I'm not going to say the Pshat, the Amukis HaPshat. The simple Pshat, if in Shalayim HaKadosh there's still people that are nischanach shalayal derech ha-teira. If in Shalayim HaKadosh there's still children that don't know to say Shema Yisrael. If in Shalayim HaKadosh there are still children that are macharef and megadif chasvish irechmon etzlom. If in Shalayim there's still kneses haminim. In Yishalayim HaKadosh there's still a building. We miz macharef and megadif the remaining shalayim day in and day out. Of course it's mi beliba nela acharevo v'ashememo. In pshuto shel dvarim, it's charevo mi beliba nela v'ashememo. All that we have, it's still charevo v'ashememo if such things could go on in Yishalayim. That's pshuto shel dvarim. In pshuto shel dvarim, there's no kasha. It's charevo v'ashememo. It's mamish pchudim nerom what's going on in Yishalayim in HaKadosh. What kind of churim there is in Yishalayim in HaKadosh. But that's pshuto. But the emes is, and we're talking about Yishalayim Shalmaila. Talking about Yishalayim Shalmaila. Yishalayim Shalmaila is Chareva. Yishalayim Shalmaila is Chareva. Yishalayim Shalmaila is Almaneo. Yishalayim Shalmaila is without anything. Sholchu Ba'esh, Ve'ishu Shamecho. They didn't only touch the Shamayim Shalamato. Ve'ein Ata Roshu, Ve'ishu Shamecho. They touched the Shamayim. The Shamayim Shalamaila became Chorev. And that's the Shamayim Abel. We have to remember that the Churban touches in Shamayim. Ba'eretz Chilalu Mishkan Shmecho. Ei Kei. Where's the Lashon of Kei? When we went out, we went into Yishalayim and there was a big klipa of Toma, Yerichai. The Ir Yerichai was this Toma that didn't let Klal Yisrael take over Eretz Yisrael. And what did the Rebbeinu Shalom say when we took over Yerichai? Ei Kei Shivas Shifreitz Eretz. The Sheva Shifreitz that they made Koilis with. It says in Pasuk, Kei Ta'ase Sheshes Yomim. So you should do 6 days. So what happened to that koi, that protection of Eretz Yisrael, that you were able to be mapple the chayma of Yerichai, which the chayma of Yerichai was the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the kedusha of Beis Hamikdash, the kedusha of Yishalayim. Yerichai was the chalipim of Yishalayim. It says in Svarim Hakadoshim, "V'hein ato she'orim tovu ba'aretz, softu kol moyed el ba'aretz." Ei koi, where's the koi? Which koi? Now we're asking a different question whatsoever. Till now we asked why the koi. We asked all the questions. We asked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10 koi's. We asked on Inyonim that we had kshusim that weren't mamedos. But now we're asking a different question. How many times did the Rebbeinu Shalom say nevuah in Golus, on the Golus, and say koyo ma Hashem? The Rebbeinu Shalom said in this koi that he's going to bring the geula. Ei koi chuois asome yitza. Where is the koi, the chuois of the Beis Hamikdash that's called yitza, which is the yitza of all asome, of all atfuis and all hashpois? The koi omar in the lashon koi that the Rebbeinu Shalom said asher lachoizim notzor, that he saved and he gave away to the choizim, to those who see nevuah. Vehein ato, until now, tupchu prochai bachatzar. The Pirchei HaNevuah, the Pirchei Kohuna, are laying dead in the Chotzer. Ad Mose Elikim Yechorev Tzor. Till when will be Mechorev the Tzor? Till when will they be able to be Mechorev us? If a Yid would scream to the Rebbeinu Shalom, Ad Mose Elikim Yechorev Tzor, he would realize the Cheref and the Giduf that they make on Shamayim, the Chiruf and the Giluf, the Bezoyin of Shamayim, and that's what would bother you, that's the Admosai that you would scream, the Rebbeinu Shem would bring the Geula, the Heilige Tveres Shleime, the Heilige Tveres Shleime in Parshas Masai, says Dvorim that are Yerid Ad Teichon Shel Adam. There's two times in the Torah, Parash of Lama Nigara, Parash and Parash of Pesach Sheni, and a Parash of Benoist Slavchot. What did the Benoist Slavchot say? They were afraid they were going to lose the Nachla. And they were afraid, what they say in Parshas Masai, that if they get married to somebody else, and the Nachla will go out of the family, they'll lose the Nachla. So what did the Rebbeinu Shlom say because of that Layigara? That it shouldn't go, the Nachla shouldn't go, they shouldn't be able to get married with another Shevet, that the Nachla shouldn't pass from another Shevet. So the Heilige Tver Shleime, Zayim is Beinen, think a minute, Nachla will stay by a Yid. The Nachla will stay by a Yid. It can stay by Yidin, it can stay by Erlich Yidin. What's the problem? Instead of staying by Bnei Ruvain, it'll stay by Bnei Shimon. Instead of Bnei Shimon, it'll stay by somebody else. So for that, because they're such a chukah that should stay by them, the Rebbeinu Shem gave them noch and made a lav, not l'deiros, a lav for that generation, that like Sesayv, they shouldn't go from Nachla, Mimata, Lamata, you shouldn't marry somebody else. And a Yid would be masik, that our Nachla licked by the Ishmaelim. Who is going in the Beis HaMikdash? Who's walking in the Makom Kodesh HaKadoshim? Who's being Maharis to Kodesh HaKadoshim? And a Yid would scream to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Lama Yegara Nachla Savinu, why should we lose our Nachla? Of course the Rebbeinu Shel Olam would answer us. If he answered B'nai Tzlovchot on that Taina, why won't he answer us on that Taina? Elamai Sefelten Unzer Shrayin, we don't scream the way he should, that Masa Yechaev Tzol. It doesn't bother us that they're Yishmaelim. Maybe it bothers us because we don't have our nationality. Maybe it bothers us because we have nationalism. It's our land. How could the Ishmaelim be in our land? That's not what bothers us. It has to bother us. Mokem Amigdosh, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Shechina HaKadosha, the Chiluf and Giluf that happens from that. That has to bother us. If we would be'emes scream at Moses that the Heilige Tveres Shleime, the Geula would come. If we be'emes have the Aseiris that we have to have, we would be'emes be mevakish the Geula because it bothers us. We're not worse than the Menes Tzlovchot. If the Menes Tzlovchot were answered right away, we would also be answered right away, and we'd be able to be zeichet to the Geula Shleime.